Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Dad and Lad Family Trivia Podcast. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined by my side, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
We're really happy you stopped by, and we're really super excited for today's episode. This is something that we in the Dad and Lad household really enjoy. We love game shows, and so we decided it would be a great idea. I think this is actually the lad's idea to do game show trivia. What do you think, bud?
I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, I think this one's going to be really neat. All right. For those of you that have been with our show before, or if you're brand new to the show, we'll just give you a quick little overview of what our show is like before we get started. We're going to give you 15 questions of trivia based all on game shows. The first round of five questions is going to be pretty simple questions, ones that most people in the car or at home will be able to answer. And then as the rounds go on, the questions get tougher. So with that, we're going to dive into the first round, which we call...
Trivia Tots.
Here we go. Game show trivia, question one. What game show features contestants guessing the price of everyday items to win prizes?
The Price is Right.
The Price is Right is correct. I love The Price is Right. I used to watch it whenever I'd have to stay home sick. That was like one bright spot in my sick day was I got to watch The Price is Right. Do you enjoy The Price is Right?
I do.
Do you have a favorite game?
Plinko.
Plinko? Of course, Plinko's everybody's favorite game. You want to know what mine is?
What?
Mine is the mountain one. I forget. I think it's called the Mountain Climber. I think that's what it's called.
Oh, yeah, that one. That's my second favorite.
And they have the little guy that goes up and it goes, and they have this like yodeling music. It's pretty fun. I love that show. All right. Question two. Which game show has a giant wheel that contestants spin to win money and prizes?
Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune is correct. That's a show I kind of enjoy. I've never really gotten as much into it. Do you watch any Wheel of Fortune at all, bud?
Sometimes, like when there's nothing on that I like to watch, it's just I turn on Wheel of Fortune. It's like on like 24/7.
It is true. Like there's a channel on, I think we have access to DirecTV, and there's like a channel that plays Wheel of Fortune like all the time. But yeah, it's a game I enjoy when I watch it, but I don't ever make a point to watch it. I don't know. I think maybe there's a lot of America that's that way, but nevertheless, it's a good show. Question three. On what game show do contestants answer in the form of a question?
Jeopardy.
Jeopardy is correct. You should have said, what is Jeopardy? All right, there we go. Now, did you know, buddy, that we have in our area of Wisconsin, we've got a Jeopardy champion living in our area?
No.
Yeah. So he's a professor at St. Norbert College, and his name is Ben Chan, and he's won a bunch of games on Jeopardy and has done a bunch of cool stuff. And so he's been really successful. So it's kind of cool to have a local guy be on Jeopardy and actually win, which is kind of cool. Believe it or not, I've actually had a couple friends on Jeopardy.
What?
Yeah, I had a friend who I used to teach with. She was on Jeopardy, and she had a lot of fun with it. But she plays Jeopardy like every day. That's like her thing. She did a good job. She didn't win, though. Oh. Question four. Which popular show features contestants trying to complete wacky obstacle courses with a big red ball? Another hint, they get wet.
Wipeout.
Wipeout is correct. Do you remember watching Wipeout like literally every day?
Yeah.
You went through a phase where you loved Wipeout. That was like your favorite thing. It's still fun to watch.
I mean, there's a new version of Wipeout, but it's just not the same. It's with
what's different
John
about
Cena.
It? Oh, John Cena.
John Cena is a commentator.
Okay. Is there anything different about the show?
There's more like different obstacles, like the big red balls are not in there anymore.
Oh, okay.
Or the sucker punch thing.
And see, those were the fun ones. Those are the ones.
Yeah, those are the best parts.
Yeah, when they get
and they would fall into the mud.
Yeah.
There was this one guy that I think it was like it was the first part of the course where you have to stand on blocks to get past, and he fell, but he couldn't get up for the whole thing. So it took him like 45 minutes to complete the whole course.
He did not win.
No, he did not. He was eliminated.
All right. Question 5. What game show asks contestants to pick a numbered briefcase and try to win the highest amount of money inside possible?
Deal or No Deal.
Deal or No Deal is correct. Fun story. Did you know that Mom and I both tried out for Deal or No Deal?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I don't even think we told you that story before. You're hearing it for the first time right on the show. Yeah, they came to the mall in our area. And so your mom and I both went to the auditions. Mom did not make it past the first round. I made it to the third round of interviews for Deal or No Deal. And it was like one away from getting called by the producers to possibly be on the show. I was one round away and I got eliminated at that point. But
why?
I don't know. They just, for some reason, didn't see something in me that they didn't want to put me on the show. But yeah, I made it pretty far. It was interesting. There was a lot of people there. Hundreds and hundreds of people showed up to try to try out. And they just asked you weird questions.
Like,
and it was whether or not they liked you or not. You think it would be more than that, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But it's just they listen to you and say, do we like this person? Okay, then we move you on. That's really all it was. And with that, folks, we're going to round off the Trivia Tots round. Emmett's doing a fantastic job. He's 5 for 5, doing great. And now we're going to make these questions get a little tougher, a little more difficult. Got to have a little bit of background knowledge about some game shows, but I think you're going to do just fine. We call this round
Mind Movers.
Very good. Question 6. Who is the longtime host of Wheel of Fortune who announced his retirement in 2023?
Forgot his name.
You have any guesses?
No.
No guesses? The answer we're looking for is Pat Sajak.
Pat Sajak.
He hosted Wheel of Fortune for like, it was a lot of years. I want to say it was like 40 something years. It was on for a while.
I am not great at like hosts of game shows.
The names and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can be hard to remember. Do you remember who the lady was that turns the letters? Well, she doesn't turn them anymore. She like hits a button, but yeah, she used to turn the letters. Do you remember what her name is?
No.
Bonus trivia here. Her name is Vanna White. She
never
had like
heard of her.
Yeah, she had like one of the best jobs in America.
She had to press a button.
Yep, she would walk. Well, in the old days, she had to turn. They would put the letters up, and she would physically have to turn the letters around. But now it's screens. So she literally just walks across, taps the little button, the screen lights up with the letter, and then she goes and she claps. That's about it. That's like the best job ever.
Easiest job ever.
And she makes a lot of money doing it. Question 7. Which classic game show features contestants trying to match their answers to fill in the blank phrases with celebrity panelists?
Hollywood Squares.
Hollywood Squares is a fantastic answer, but incorrect. The one that we're looking for is Match Game. The show Match Game. Yeah, it's a little bit older. That one might lose some of the younger ones in the car at home. But yeah, Match Game was the answer we're looking for. Question 8. Which game show requires a team of people to cross a floating room without falling into the liquid below?
The floor is lava.
The floor is lava is correct. Very good. Yes. That's a newer game show. Is that one on, is that Netflix?
Yeah, it's Netflix.
Netflix does that one. That one's fun to watch. They do a good job.
I love it when people fall in it.
It looks like they fall in and they like go away. They like pull them down into the liquid.
Yeah, there's like scuba divers in the water.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Not real lava people. If someone fell in real lava, they would probably get sued.
Well, I don't know if there would be anybody left yet. I think having a set that actually would be real lava, I think would be really tough, but it's a fun, entertaining show. Doesn't require a whole lot of brain power, but it works.
I mean, it does require some brain power, but it requires a lot of skill.
Yeah.
Of like agility and strength.
And not slipping on things.
Yeah.
Question 9. Which game show featured kids answering questions and then getting slimed if they got it wrong?
Nickelodeon something. I know it's Nickelodeon.
It is on Nickelodeon. That is true. Nickelodeon's the channel. The show name we're looking for is Double Dare.
Double Dare.
Yeah.
We've been watching that.
Yeah. We just recently introduced you to Double Dare. I think is that on Hulu? Have we been watching those?
Paramount Plus.
Yeah, Paramount Plus. So yeah, you can watch the old Nickelodeon shows on Paramount Plus. So if any of the older folks that are out there want to relive your childhood, holy buckets.
You actually met the host. Well, you saw the host.
Yeah, when I was in Florida when I was younger, I rode in an elevator with Mark Summers. Didn't say anything to him, but I was in an elevator with him. That was neat. Question 10. Which game show was rebooted on Nickelodeon with John Cena as the host?
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Are you smarter than a fifth grader is correct. Very good. Are you smarter than a fifth grader, right?
On Alexa.
On Alexa, yeah. Yeah, you do it on Alexa.
I win all the time.
And like, so does she just give you questions to answer?
Yeah. It's like, so there's first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, okay. Fifth grade questions. One time, I actually guessed the amount of like electoral votes something has.
Okay.
Electoral college votes something has. It was like 16,000 something. Wow. But I actually guessed it right.
Interesting.
The odds of that. What are the odds? It's like zero points.
But if you do have Alexa, that is a fun game that you can play. And that's going to do it for the Mind Mover round of game show trivia. We're doing great here, but folks, got to warn you, the questions are about to get real tough. So get your helmets. If you're in the car, make sure that seatbelt's tightly fastened. Maybe a lock down the doors, lock the windows, double knot your shoes, whatever you got to do, because the questions are about to get real tough. We call this round
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters, that's correct. Question 11. Who has been the host of Family Feud since 2010?
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey is correct. Now, Steve Harvey does a great job on that show. I always enjoy watching him. Mainly because when someone gives a weird answer, he does that weird thing where he just kind of stares at him for a little bit. And then it looks at the camera. It's always really good. He always does it the same thing every time.
He's my favorite host of the game show.
Yeah, he does a nice job. Question 12. Which game show features a giant board with flashing lights where contestants yell "Big Money" and try to avoid landing on a whammy?
Press Your Luck.
Press Your Luck is correct. I think that's our favorite game show, isn't it?
Yeah. Big bucks, no whammies.
Yeah, we watched that show. They've rebooted that several times now. It was Press Your Luck for a while. Then they called it the Whammy Show for a little while.
No, I thought that was called it weird. The Whammy Show.
Well, no, they actually did a reboot of it a number of years ago, and they called it the Whammy Show.
But now it's back to Press Your Luck.
And now they brought it back to Press Your Luck the way it should be. But yeah, they do a nice job with it. It's fun now because they added like an extra round where they can win tons of money and stuff. And it's really like, fun.
Yeah, it's when you reach like $500,000, you get $1 million.
Yep. And they have lots of really cool like personalized prizes and stuff.
Yeah.
It's fun. We really like that show.
Bentley.
Yeah. There was also one time, I don't know if you knew this, buddy, but like in the old days of the show, when they first had it, there was a guy who studied the way the board worked and learned the pattern that the board would do and was able to stop on big bucks every single time.
That was Price is Right.
No, this is on Press Your Luck too.
Oh yeah.
The Price is Right one you're thinking of is the guy who memorized
all the things.
All the prices.
The games.
Yep. But the Press Your Luck guy watched the pattern and he knew that once it hit this one, he would hit the thing and it would go to big bucks every time. So then they had to fix it. But yeah, pretty crazy. Question 14. On the game show Legends of the Hidden Temple, what was the name of the talking stone head who narrated the temple's history and gave instructions to the contestants?
I didn't know the thing had a name.
Oh, it has a name. You don't know?
No, I don't.
All right. His name is Olmec.
Olmec.
Olmec. Yes, he would always say, "All right, Olmec, tell him the rules or tell him the history." And then the big stone guy would talk like this and he would say, "Oh, blah, 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 blah." He reminds me of the guy from Night at the Museum. Dum dum.
Dum dum want gum gum.
Dum dum want gum gum. It's like kind of the same concept. Question 15. Which game show has celebrity contestants sitting in a tall structure shaped like a giant tic-tac-toe game board?
Hollywood Squares.
Hollywood Squares is correct. Absolutely. That is one of the best game shows, too. I always enjoyed watching that one when I was little. They've tried to bring that one back numerous times. Is that one still on right now?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So you've seen it?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay.
I've seen commercials.
Okay. Yeah, I think they brought it back. And there's like relatively recently, and they always have a couple interesting celebrities that always like to make jokes and they make fun of each other and stuff. It's pretty fun. All right, folks. And that'll do it for game show trivia, Emmett did a fantastic job. You only missed like two or three on that one.
Yeah.
That was a really good round for you. Hopefully you at home or in the car did just as well. We love game shows, so we hope you do as well. If you really enjoyed the show, we would love it if you could give us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening on. You can also reach out on social media with episode ideas, or if you have suggestions for what you'd like to hear, or if you just have a question or a comment, we would love to hear from you. Maybe we'll even give you a shout out if you reach out. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Dad Lad Trivia. We'd love to hear from you. Send us those messages. Emmett, what do you got to say for game show trivia to close out the day?
There were like two new game shows that I heard of.
Oh, yeah. Match Game and what was the other one?
I think it was just like one.
Okay. But yeah, you learned some things about some new shows.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep. There's always more to learn. So with that, thank you so much for tuning in. Each and every week, we love the fact that we have so many loyal listeners that keep coming back for every single episode. Thank you so much for coming back, and we'll see you next week. See you later.
Alligators!